I mean, there's a whole sort of rich cast of characters. I mean, I've got scattered notes on some of them, by no means all. So just like Daya is a, you feel a lot of sympathy for her because she's had a bad life. She's, you know, had a baby that got taken away because she had a baby in a prison. You know, she's had a rough time of it and generally quite a bad life. And she's also just had made a few impulsive decisions. And if everyone's life was judged by the worst impulsive decision they made, probably a lot of people would be in a lot worse circumstances. So it's what happens to her is hardly just. But also the worst impulsive decisions she'd made are absolutely terrible, like taking a gun from a guard and then shooting them.
I found her role in this quite weird, because obviously she wasn't directly involved in the build-up to it. After this sort of impulsive moment, she gets kind of shunted aside by people like Maria from the Latina group, who does actually want to actively rise and take revenge against the guards. Whereas Daya is one of the many storylines in this show, which I don't know where it's going, but I'm assuming it's going somewhere.
Yeah, probably somewhere quite tragic. That's the feeling I get with Daya. But yeah, that's the thing, the difference between her and the other characters in her group is that she made an impulsive decision, fueled by emotion, that she will have, I guess at some point, may have to bear the consequences of. But it was an impulsive, momentary decision. It was, whereas the other people in her group, the ones who are now being quite abusive towards the guards, their sadism is more thought out and more like deliberate. It's not just a rash, emotional sort of response.
I'm quite enjoying the story that they've given Linda from Purchasing this year. It's quite silly in a lot of ways, but it's an enjoyable new element into the mix, just to, you know, throw things around.
Yeah.
And she's not, you know, a great, amazing, well-developed character. Her flashback was quite slight, although in its usual way, quite sort of darkly funny. This sort of cartoonish sorority house she was part of. But yeah, I just enjoy her sort of slightly different presence. And plus, to be honest, I sense it's going to end badly for her in some way, and they've done such a good job of making her quite dislikable, but I can't help but look forward to it a bit.
Yeah, she's an interesting character, how she's the only female MCC staff person in the prison during the riots. So she basically finds some discarded prison clothes, changes into them and sort of blends into the background. Well, tries to blend into the background and ends up blending into the foreground by getting mixed up in the ridiculous talent show and things. And like I say, they've developed her as a dislikable character. I don't know if she's going to have a moment of redemption or something like that when, you know, she you know, takes a turn, she decides to do something sort of moral or self-sacrificing, or her rampant opportunism will lead to her getting seriously unstuck at some point. That's the seems to be the thing, the main character development point from her flashback story, in that she is a massive opportunist who will engineer or grab any situation to her advantage. And maybe this time she's overextended herself by trying to become an active person in this prison riot, rather than just doing what she should have done, which is just blend into the background.
Which is just do what Piper and Alex told her to do and just run and hide.
Yeah.
Or stay outside with Alex on the digger and just wait for it to blow over.
Yeah.